This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, you're coming to Washington next week to address the American Librarians Association.
That's right. Given the keynote address, I, of course, will be doing audience participation puzzles there.
Yeah, I would expect nothing less from you. You're always doing puzzles. Remind us of the challenge you gave us last week.
Yes, I said write down these five names: Christian Dior, Anne Boleyn, Edna Ferber, Indiana Jones, and Richard Simmons. And I said the first four names have something very unusual in common, which the fifth name does not. And I asked, what property is it? And to show that you have the right answer, think of another name that shares the same property.
Okay, what's your answer?
Well, the answer is if you take the first two letters of the first name, shift them one space later in the alphabet, you'll get the first two letters of the last name. And there's not many familiar names that have this property. The most common answer we got as a new name is Charles Dickens. Some other popular ones were Stanley Tucci, the actor, Andrea Bocelli, the Italian tenor, and my favorite was Ingemar Johansson, the boxer, who's former heavyweight champion of the world.
Sure.
And if you take the first three letters of his first name and shift them later in the alphabet, you'll get the first three letters of his last name. That was very pretty.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I bet that shows up in another puzzle sometime. We'll keep it in mind. We received more than 2,300 entries this week, but many people didn't actually follow your directions. They wrote in a lot of names with the first and last names beginning alphabetically, but not the second letters alphabetically as well. But our winner played it correctly. His name is Rick Lubins from Dedham, Massachusetts. Hi, Rick.
Hi.
I understand this was a collaborative effort with your son. Do you want to give him a shout-out?
Absolutely. My son, Daniel, he came up with the Charles Dickens. We were coming home from breakfast. We go out on Sunday mornings, and we together sort of solved the puzzle. But I ran into the store to do an errand, and when I came out, he said, Charles Dickens.
How old is he?
He's 17.
Good for him.
Just finished his third year in high school.
Good for him. Oh, you got another year to go. Senioritis, huh?
Something like that.
What do you do in Dedham?
I'm a physician.
All right. How long have you been playing our puzzle?
For a long time, but this is the first time I've actually ever entered.
Ooh, there's a lot of longtime players are going, why didn't they pick me? Are you ready to play, though? You sound as if you are.
Anytime.
All right, Rick, meet Will. Will, meet Rick. Let's play.
All right, Rick, today's puzzle is very straightforward. Every answer is a word or name that contains the syllable port. For example, if I gave you the clue consequential, you would say important. All right, number one is a newspaper employee.
Reporter.
That's right. How about a sofa?
Oh, man, this is an old-fashioned word.
Sofa?
Yeah.
And this one ends in port.
Davenport.
Yeah.
Davenport, is it? Travel device on Star Trek.
Transporter.
That's it. Language of Brazil.
Portuguese.
Uh-huh. Home of the Trailblazers.
Portland.
That's it. What a political candidate needs.
Courage. what a political candidate needs.
I'm going to go.
Go ahead, Leanne.
I'm going to go with support or supporter.
That's it. Support, supporters, either way. Good job. How about window on a ship?
A porthole.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, how about this? Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, for one. Or it's a picture of any person.
Portrait.
Portrait, is it? A travel document.
Passport.
Uh-huh. Company that makes goods and sells them overseas.
Import-export.
Right, exporter. How about a variety of mushroom?
Portobello.
Uh-huh. Variety of steak.
Porterhouse.
That's good. An artist's showcase. Something an artist carries around in order to show his or her work.
A portfolio.
That's it. And your last one is a word like brunch, which is a blending of breakfast and lunch. Uh-oh, sounds like I stuck you on the last one.
No, Rick, how are you doing?
Not good.
Not me either.
Oh, I stuck you on the last one. It's a portmanteau.
Really?
A portmanteau word.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Rick, I'm glad you were there.
Well, it was my pleasure.
Rick, to tell you what you'll get for playing the puzzle today, we actually have a blast from the past.
Hi, we're the Lettermen.
Tony.
Mark.
And I'm Donovan.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin.
The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers.
The book series Will Shorts Presents Can-Can, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press.
One of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges
from Chronicle Books.
And a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Love is ended before it's begun.
The Lettermen will appear on the show next month. Rick, what do you think?
Excellent.
Yeah, they are. I mean, just to hear them harmonize is terrific. So have that to look forward to. Before we let you go, tell us what member station you listen to.
BUR.
WBUR in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Lubins from Dedham, Massachusetts. Hey, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Oh, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
I did too. Will, you have a challenge for next week.
Yes, it comes from listener Pete Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Think of a product you might buy at a hardware store. It's a generic name in two words. Replace the first letter of the first word with an S, as in Sam, and replace the first two letters of the second word with an S. The result will be two new words that are opposites. What are they? So again, something you might buy at a hardware store, two words. Replace the first letter of the first word with an S, and replace the first two letters of the second word with an S. The result will be two new words that are opposites. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you. At about that time, we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle in the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. And Will, I'm about to go on a two-week vacation to the beach, so next week you'll be playing the puzzle with Audie Cornish. But I'll be listening. Thanks a lot.
Great. Have a great time, Leanne, and thanks a lot.